I really don't try to make sense of what brought addiction into his life. I think that there are lots of things that contribute to what all of us do, and some of it is unexplainable. I know that recovery is possible, and I know that he's capable of it. You don't stop loving somebody because they're sick. And even if I did divorce him, it would not take away my suffering. It would not give my daughter her father back. It would not fix my problem. And I feel like other people who don't have addiction in their life think that there's an expiration date or so many strikes. But, and they want you to talk to them. Tell me what's going on with you. You know you can talk to me. Why don't you tell me, you know, what you're going through? And the reason is because I tell you what I'm going through, and you can only take so much because it's painful. And I share my pain, and because they don't like seeing me in pain, they don't like him because they believe he is the source of my pain. Oh, well, I don't want to even hear it anymore. I'm going to tell you, you have to do something different, because if you don't want to stay in pain, the only way is to X, Y, Z. And so I just don't share.
So that becomes isolating to you. And isn't that a stark or painful comparison to other diseases too?
So I do have other support for myself, and it's really found in people that do know what I'm going through with various types of addictions. Whatever you're facing, there's most likely a 12-step support group. And it doesn't fix your problem. It will not make them better. But at least you have people that understand. And those are the people I talk to. But I can say that this time around is a lot more challenging because our daughter is no longer a baby. The conversations I have with her are extremely painful. He came home after treatment feeling good, making the statement that Daddy's better now and Daddy's home now. She wakes up the next day and she tells people that. She declares it because she's so happy. Aww. But she didn't know he'd already relapsed. And I had to tell her, Daddy's not all better. And he's not coming home. And she just cried.
Yeah.
A lot. You know, you try to explain it age appropriately. That Daddy was sick before you were born. Yeah. And he tries. There's things he has to do to stay better, but they're really hard. They're really hard. But he wants to so bad. And he loves you, and he wishes he was with you. But how do you cope with that? How do you make sense of that? That if he wants it so bad,
right,
why isn't it happening?
Yeah.
You know, so from that moment on, when I had to, this was just a few days ago, when I had to explain that to her, I said, you know, when we miss him now, we're just going to pray for him. We're just going to pray for Daddy.
That's a good one.
He's not away because of something we've done, and he's not away because he doesn't want to be here. So all we can do is pray for Daddy to whatever needs to happen, you know, for him to be able to come home, to keep him safe. And that's, there's no instruction manual
right
on how to tell a five-year-old how to explain. She says, Daddy's sick. What's he sick with?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Can't we make it better? And I don't have any answers. And I'll have even less answers should he pass away.
And I've been proud of her, watching her walk this walk the way she's walking it. I think she's doing all the right things. And And she admittedly tells people all the time, and even herself, that she knows there's no exact right or wrong way to do this. And I think that's what I admire about her the most, is that I've seen a lot of people in this journey and they feel very hyper-focused on one way or the other. And I really don't have advice to give her. I just care about her. And I want her to know I'm here if she ever wants to talk. And I know she has a good support system, so I'm happy for her for that. And I hope she never crosses the line and comes over to this side of the fence, because I don't want her to ever come over here.
I wish I could bring you back.
I wish you could. Thanks.
I went to high school with her son.
Yep.
And he was a good person?
Yeah, he was. I often feel like if I knew more than I did then, maybe he'd be here. And that's why people have to get educated. And they cannot, and Shannon and I were talking about this earlier, there's no one recipe to this, there's no one way to do this, and they can't get hyper-focused on that, and that includes treatment.
Sometimes we don't get the chance to try the next thing. Maybe we would have gotten there to try the next thing. So if I was to say something to Bonnie, which I've said it to her before, and she knows that I have, that she did everything she could in the time that she had. And none of us are guaranteed another day to try the next thing, because this disease is horrible and this drug is deadly.